Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, November 19th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn up a penny, December wheat up a quarter of a cent, and January beans up 3.25 cents. Currently, the crude oil is down about 96 cents a barrel. Gold and silver are just a little bit lower out here. The dollar is steady. We did sell another 191,000 metric tons of corn to unknown, so that's over 400,000 in the last 2 days, but really not enough to move these markets. I would have thought that the crop ratings last night would have moved the corn. We've only got 76% of the corn harvested out here. That's about 3 billion bushels left out in the fields. We're certainly going to get a lot of it in, but you know, if we leave a lot of this corn out there, I think it's going to be a problem. Not only that, the quality of the corn left out in the field has got to be deteriorating, in my opinion. So, yeah, some guys are avoiding drying down the corn and avoiding these huge propane bills. But still, I think we've done a lot of damage in terms of the quality of the corn that's left out there. Beans were a little bit stronger overnight. Again, the crop ratings show us a little bit behind, 91 versus 95%. The wheat ratings took another 2 percentage point drop. So, you know, I'm really surprised the markets aren't acting a little bit better in here. But the dollar's still strong. We don't see a lot of demand out here. And the funds, you know, certainly pushing down on the corn, pushing down on the meal. You know, I think they're going to have their way maybe through the end of the year. Maybe they want to take some profits toward the end of the year on the corn. But overall, I don't think the December WASDE report is going to be all that big, but I think we're going to wait till the January WASDE report really to see some fireworks out here. And I think we could see lower production, you know, lower yields, lower carryouts, and maybe get this market started. Some of the things I'm seeing out here, you know, tell me that this market can rally. We've got the strong basis out here. We've got farmers unwilling to sell. And I just don't want to get too bearish down here in light of some of these things I see. So, yeah, we can grind this thing lower, but longer term, I think we've got a chance at a rally out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.